Ancient Egyptians spent much of their lives preparing for death. Now archaeologists in Egypt have unearthed mummification workshops in Saqqara, where all the work was done to preserve bodies for eternity. It's the latest in a string of discoveries hoped to draw tourists back to Egypt.
This workshop is the one used for humans, including the beds on which the bodies were washed. We found a small hole through which the water flows after washing the bodies. We found the tools used by ancient Egyptians to cut the bodies to remove internal organs, as well as the canopic jars used in mummification to preserve internal organs.
Two tombs have also been found in burial grounds near the famous Step Pyramid of Djoser. This burial chamber is more than 4,000 years old and belonged to a top official.
Inside the tomb, we found all the daily life scenes, like harvest, like cultivating, like musical band, musical instruments, a guy who's playing the flute and stuff like that. Anyhow, it's a very, very important tomb. This guy, he used to work like a high priest for the goddess Maat, and also priest of god Horus. And he was the supervisor of digging canals for irrigation. And also, he got the title of the chief of the writers.
The tombs of wealthy Egyptians were filled with treasures to accompany them to the afterlife. Grave robbers looted much of these valuables, but this statue is among items found intact in another tomb that's over 3,000 years old. Death rituals in the ancient Egyptian civilization were shrouded in mystery. These discoveries could shed more light on the burial rites. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.